5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Podcasting.
We're podcasting and planning and multitasking,
yeah,
like the
back of our, like the wizards that we are. Hey, thanks for joining the hashtag I Mom So Hard podcast. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe, because everybody that helps us likes that.
And try, like, go, when we give you the ads, go give these products a try, because we're trying them and we like them. So
honestly, there's not been, the only ones that I haven't liked are the pots and pans.
And they're gone. They're not advertising with us anymore. And
I'm telling you,
does not have a poker face. So she doesn't have poker podcast voice either.
Hey, man,
so.
I try out this stuff before we talk about it. That's it. And I'm like, yeah, I can't get the egg to get off of here. I can't use this. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
But if you are a pan company and you want to send us one, I'll give it a go. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe. You can find us on YouTube. We hope everything looks better and sounds better, because we have Casey with us.
The video, yeah.
And the sound.
We're on all the socials, and come see us live. We've got some shows
for
the rest of October.
Yes, we have shows. I really love our live show.
We're fired.
We've done some fun refreshments to it.
Yep.
Which worked out really well. We've tested them out, and it's been really fun. And if it's one thing I know that you and I can do, is we can get together and throw a party. So
that's right. So come party with us.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can't wait to go get in a freaking hotel room by myself.
I won't know what to do to be.
I will. Nothing.
God, I don't know if this is what we intend this podcast to be about. I'm sure
if it's scheduled, I can't do it.
No,
body's going to give out.
No, it's not. But I'm telling you that, in preparation, because I always feel like before I have to pack for us going out of town, I'm like very rushed. And the last few times we've gone out of town, I've gone, I don't know what's in my suitcase. I have no idea what I even brought, if I have the right clothes or anything. So I redid my emergency kit. And I want to tell you.
Oh, boy.
Can I just tell you what I bought? These specially sized little bags, like plastic Ziploc bags, so that I could like sort everything.
She does this because she travels with someone like me, who she knows she cannot count on for anything that she would need ever in my bag.
Can I tell you, I love to be ready. I hate it when somebody says, do you have this? And I go, oh, I knew I was going to need that and I didn't bring it. It's just like, it's like I have extra underpants and socks for everybody in the car.
Please
tell them. I have extra underpants for you.
Please tell them what you have now. That you bring extra of because of my folly, because of my foible.
Okay, so we got to tell that story too. It's a good one.
It's a good one.
But so I ordered on Amazon these zipping bags and also these small Ziploc bags. They're different size than a Ziploc bag, so you can have one that has like just medicine or pills in it.
I know somebody listening to this is like, oh my God, it's like she's talking porn to me. But I'm like this, I don't know, you could just get one big Ziploc, shove everything in there, hope for the best.
I was looking for like a coupon organizer that had Ziplocs to it, because that would be easier. I could like label like, this is medicine, this is extra hair things, this is extra medicine, or not medicine, but like.
Jen's really trying to volley to get in the home edit. She's wearing like a freaking rainbow shirt and she's talking about organization. I know what you're doing. I know you're like, hey, can I come over to your guys' side?
I do. You know what?
Things over here are very unorganized with her.
That is the only place. It is just with travel. And I, you know how I think I'm autistic? I say that all the time, and I'm not.
The kids call it acoustic. You're not supposed to say that. I know this.
But if I am, I'm not saying it like, wouldn't it be funny if I'm saying like, I think my dad was, and I think that I have some stuff. And one of the things that was like signs of someone with autism is you have trouble leaving the house because you have so many things that you need to take with you. And
I am not.
You are not that person.
I've already got my diagnosis. Thank you very much.
No, I know. That's why I'm like, what?
I'm like, I could live like Mad Max, honestly.
I cannot. So I now, because of what happened this week, I have a new big emergency envelope that has emergency undergarments. It has an emergency tank top, a black and a white. And I did put a bodysuit in there.
You know, one might say that we are a perfect pair if you do, in fact, have a spectrum disorder and that I have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, because it gives your purpose and my purpose lots of direction.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? So the reason—
No, it is good together because I can hyperfixate.
I hyperfixate and then you have to organize my world, because I'm only thinking about one thing.
It's true. That is true.
I'm like, Jen, I can't get that guy to stop talking so loud. You're like, where's your ticket?
Oh, man.
You know, Jen, okay, so—
Can I turn your TV down?
Can you please tell what happened at the show?
Okay, so—
it's a mystery.
Kristen wears bodysuits with her new cute suit that she wears in our show. She wears it. Actually, you started it last show too. It's that Kim Kardashian. You fell for all her shit.
I did.
But then you switched and you're doing Amazon bodysuit.
Yeah, because the Skims are very expensive.
Very expensive. Yes. Okay. So she wears the bodysuit, and I know how she travels. I know how she gets to places. She leaves early. She hangs stuff up. She's got like
I am very organized on that stuff because I know that I tend to be forgetful. Yeah. So I have. It's just like a system in place. I have a checklist. I go full tilt like that because I know if I forget something, it's going to impact you. So even though I make jokes, I just proved, even though I make jokes about being a disaster, if I know we're traveling on the road for work, because nothing has felt worse than when I have lost things. And I'll talk about that in a second, but you keep going about what I did.
Well, so we had this show that we did at Levity Live in Oxnard. It was awesome. Lots of moms came out.
So fun.
And we go in the last few minutes before the show starts,
like
to get ready. And Kristen's looking for her bodysuit.
I don't have a backup.
She's looking for her bodysuit.
I have a blazer and I have high-waisted pants.
And I hung them up. I moved the, like a rolling rack over, and I put my shirt. I had a backup shirt, of course.
Yep.
And
Jen's like, I didn't know what you were going to wear. And I was like, yes, you did, because I literally will wear, I wear the same thing so much that Jen's husband makes fun of me. But
I
brought
one
of my three
jacket.
Blazers.
She goes, I steamed it last week.
I know, it's fine. It's linen. Jen's like, I'm going to steam your jacket. I go, you can just not steam my jacket. Thank you very much. Everything's fine. But I had three hangers. But when I went to put them on the rack, I had dos.
Yeah. And so she went out to her car and look. Casey went out to the car to look.
Michelle went out to look.
No
bodysuit.
So.
Guys, again, the options for me.
She was like, you know what? I think I can wear this white sweatshirt underneath my suit coat. And we were like, Kristen, no. We were like, hon in a mall, let's go see if anything's open. We can. And then I realized.
Wanted me to go to H&M, which was like 7 blocks away. You think I just, I'm going to roll in there and buy a bodysuit? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. That's not how
but
I
then
roll.
I realized.
I get overwhelmed.
I had gotten this shirt that was like sheer.
Literally.
It was sheer. And so I was wearing a black tank top underneath it that was like a bodysuit, basically.
With a uniboob bra.
Kristen has a lot of thoughts on my bras. We will get into that. But it was like a beige colored bra. So we determined that Kristen could probably wear my black tank top and it would work with the suit.
If Jen...
We tried my sheer shirt with the beige bra and it just looked so like sad. Weird nude. Okay. So then...
It looked like Barbie boobies.
Kristen was like... Let's switch bras. So Kristen had this very pretty, and
it's the only one I have, by the way, and it's Notori, and I need it back.
It's like a gorgeous, before you leave, I will get it for you. It's this gorgeous, like, black lace Debbie bra, and but what it does, I think, really nicely is when you wear like your scoop neck bodysuit, it gives nice cleavage.
Lift.
Yes, nice.
Not crazy. Not like,
no,
not
just half.
There's no, I don't like wire and I don't like just a little bit of like, bleep, you know, just a little bolder, holder, go norther.
It's a subtle thing. And I put it on and it was like neck level. It was made my boobs look like it was about 3 inches tall. I don't know why. Or my boobs were hoisted up.
They were hoisted up.
It was.
They were doing what they were intended to do.
Evidently.
Party.
Evidently, Kristen doesn't like my.
Okay.
Sports
first of all,
smasher.
If I didn't have any dignity left, I would show you the bra that I'm wearing right now. It is the problem. It is the problem that I'm talking about because I ordered this from Skims and I'm too cheap not to wear it, but it is a booby crusher. It is, does not have any shape.
The unibra situation.
The unibra.
The uniboob.
And a uniboob bra is not a flattering look under clothes.
It makes you look big too.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. Listen, if God gave you a fair share, like, it is worth your time to go in and get measured and get those suckers put in there the right thing.
Yeah.
And Jen, I go to put on her bra, and I was like, this is sad beige bra. This is a sad beige uniboob bra, and I'm wearing it under a tank top, so there we go.
Comfortable.
Ew, I says the, on the, by the way, we're talking about me who lives in comfort, but this thing right now is pushing my boobs down and apart and flat, and I look like I've given, everybody's like,
but during our shows, let me tell you what I'm juggling with, which is why I'm like,
yeah, talk about what you're juggling with, because the whole audience was like, whoa.
I know. It made me look like I was Dolly Parton or something.
It did not. You're just not used to them because you're wearing sad bras.
Well, but I wear oftentimes two pairs of underwear in our show.
Yeah.
Because if I have a skirt or shorts on, I need backup.
Your boobs don't need backup.
But I also recently purchased some of that period underwear that because I'm worried I'll cough pee or something like
go
that or
north.
Laugh pee.
Go north.
Let me tell you what. I'm juggling all I can discomfort-wise that I need my boobs to feel comfortable in the outfit.
Understand that.
And I have heels on. Like, there's only so many parts of my body that I can be bothered by before it, like, it's all I can think about.
Okay.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm going to call BS because you are very pretty and put together and you got this cute little figure and you like wear sad beige bra, which just does not compute.
I think you don't
want to look too busty, so you don't wear why am I advocating for a good bra? This is the most backwards, upside down bullshit.
It's the exact same reason I tell her to quit wearing turtlenecks and let me see those girls.
Are you kidding me? Turtlenecks look great on me.
You see what I mean?
Turtlenecks look like, great on me.
Let us have a little glancy poo at the.
I know.
You're
and it's
with.
Ironic that we're talking about this because in the show, that's the most revealing shirt I've ever worn.
I will tell you, if on the rare occasion my husband and I go out on like a date night, I will like not wear a bra and make sure it is obvious to him. Like,
God, now it's getting disgusting.
See, well, I'm trying
what
to.
What are you doing wearing a bra for someone else? That is the counter. No, that's when the sports bra comes out.
I will get like flirty, whatever, but like during our show, I just want to be comfortable at one part of my body. Also, if I have like clipped in hair or something like that, I gotta give myself a fucking break in some direction.
I can't do any of that. Jen does do a lot to look nice. She wears heels because it's like it works with.
Cause I'm short, you guys. And she and like, my legs she look like tree stumps if I don't.
Gold tipped high heels for like our first two tours, and I wore boots exactly. Well, twice I wore boots. One time fell off the stage. Wore boots a second time with a block heel, and I had to break them in. The ones that I'm wearing now.
Yeah.
And I complained for 3 weeks because I wore them for two shows in a row. I wore them exactly 3 hours total. And I was like, but they look good. They make my ass pop up a little bit. What's up?
And it's also our different psychoses or neuro spiciness at play is Kristen's like, I noticed that these shoes are uncomfortable. It like takes me out of the moment.
It's all I can think about.
And like me, I will come off stage with bleeding feet. And I'm like, I guess they did feel a little tight if I think about it now. But there is one point where five things are bothering me and it's all I can do.
That's just not even a human amount of stuff. Oh, I got extensions and they looked awesome. First of all, I got a terrible haircut. Jen will agree. This is really far back.
Yeah. What country singer did you look like?
Keith Urban. Okay. So back in the day when we had started, this is actually a fun story. When we started I Mom So Hard, we were on Facebook doing our web series, doing videos, right? In the playroom. And I got a terrible haircut. I got a terrible haircut very early on. And then all of a sudden, everything started to pop and hiss, and we were off to do a tour and whatever. And I was like, I hate my hair. And Jen was like, you can get extensions and just help that one side sort of balance out. So we went to Monique, who we've been going to forever. And my hair was kind of too short for like just clipping extensions or even.
It was not Keith Urban. It was a little bit like in Ghostbusters when Sigourney Weaver goes Zool, you know? And it's
that
like.
That feels like a really nice compliment. There was nothing about me and Sigourney
Weaver.
It was
like a little short on the sides.
I think more Bill Murray, if I'm going to be honest. It was tragic. So Jen's like. Monique can put in extensions with real hair and like fix it. And in some of the videos,
and
if you
I
see
told
me,
her, I go, she will get bothered by those tape in ones, get the little bead ones.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have to feel them.
And I go, what do you mean? And Jen was like, well, you're not great with sensory stuff. And these are going to, you're going to feel these. I'm like, what do you mean? I don't know. And so
now they literally like melt your hair, like hair onto your other hair.
They do.
Yeah.
But these things, they were like, and put them all, and she did a great job. And she literally did fix the part that was like, and made it look more like a bob, which was great.
Yeah.
But it was all I could think about. My head was like, it was like I had like beads in my hair. So everywhere we were going, I was like touching, running my hands through and like whatever. And
You're
then I had
there.
Them taken out with a pliers when we got to,
yes.
Where was it? In, Rhode Island.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And no, Providence. Yes.
This would have driven you over the edge. I think you would have like ran off a cliff screaming because I like 15 years ago got a weave in where they put the braids like horizontally across your hair and then they sew the hair into it just for shits and giggles. Cause at my friend's salon, they were doing it and I was like, I'll do that. That seems fun.
Yeah.
Like just to have it too long. It was so tight. It was so tight. And when I would lay my head down, it would hurt. And I did it for like 3 days. And I was like, I felt like I was losing my mind because it was all I could think about was this with his hair being in my hair. And I made our friend Ron cut it out.
Yeah.
I was like, you have to. I was like, I don't care if you cut all of my hair out, getting this out, you have to get it out.
That's the thing. I don't like, I will not pick pain over beauty. Like, I'm like, no, nah, I'll be a seven. And honestly, that's kind of what I think. I'm like a seven. That's a pretty solid amount of self-confidence. I'm not saying I'm a 10.
I'm not writing, getting to seven, maybe.
I'm looking at my age demo. I'm looking at where I'm at in my life. I'm like, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm a seven. Some people might think that's arrogant, but I'm not putting up myself against like people that I'm like, you've really got your shit together and you're willing to do your hair.
I know that's the worst. You look around and that's because I was feeling pretty bad about myself. And I actually took a picture of this woman. She's on my phone. This woman at soccer. I was like, is that what my fucking back supposed to look like? Is this what we're doing now? Like, am I supposed to be tanning in yoga pants with a back like that? Because I can tell you right now, the person sitting in the lawn chair behind me is seeing like my muffin top and my ass crack out of the top of these jeans. And
yeah, I don't understand how
my quad boob because of my bra.
Your shitty sad beige bra. Man,
I love that you're giving me a hard time for this because now you know how I feel.
Because I wore it. I wore it and I was like, this is a sad bra.
You're like, I feel bad about myself.
It's literally
now.
Making my boobs like they're in an argument. They're like apart from each other. Like, I'm not talking to her.
Well,
like,
did they feel comfy? Did they feel did your boobs feel
I
comfy?
I guess I wasn't aware of them, which is a good thing. I do think that tank top was never intended to be a tank top. I think it was meant to be like an under top because it was very sheer.
Oh, well.
Which, you know, when you're packing stuff in.
I think so. I don't know. I think that's how I wore it.
I was also, she's an extra small and I'm not. I'm a medium. So you,
I'm
I
not was an stretching extra that. Small
it was like putting on skin.
Anything.
I was like,
so you can see why this.
I'm a seven.
Bra situation did not work out well.
It now, actually did. I think you were like, oh, I'm all boob in the photos. And I'm like, I think it looks good, honestly. Like, I look like you're all put together like Nashville, like Carrie Underwood style.
I think I wasn't, like, it was the first show that we'd done in a long time. And I tell Kristen all the time, I'm like, because I'm, like, I know what works for me. Like, what works for my body, you know?
Yeah.
I've been short.
I don't know what works for my
body. Whole life. No, I think you are. I think you do.
I like a uniform.
Yeah. I think you like that. I will, you know, I'll try new stuff, but I know, like, if I don't have heels on, if I have pants on, I look like my legs look very short and square. They are.
Well,
but
if you're
wearing
flats and you're wearing pants,
yeah.
And I'm wearing heels. Then you feel small.
I look like my grandma.
She made me take my shoes off one time when we were at a party because she misread the invitation and she thought everybody was supposed to be wearing like Christmas comfy like slippers.
Yeah.
And so I just dressed up because I didn't know. And so I got to the party and she had like 14 Chardonnays and she's like, you have to take your boots off. You have to wear these shoes because you're just naturally tall and I'm not. And I've got to wear your boots. So I was like, okay. So I took my shoes off. I gave them to Jen and she wore them for the rest of the night.
Yeah, that worked
because
out pretty
that's
well.
That's what happens. That's what we do for each other. I wear her sad beige bra. She wears my booby bra.
She
takes one for the team and goes out on stage with the translucent shirt under a hot light. Makes a bunch of women feel great.
I was like, I don't care because that's kind of the trend right now.
It is the trend. I thought it looked really cute.
Do you know what else is the trend? People are wearing stuff where you can see their nipples through it.
I know.
I'm never doing that. Even on a date with my husband, I'm not going to do that.
My problem with that is, first of all, if I'm going braless, I don't like that my nipples are in different hemispheres. I feel like if you want to go free the nipple, that nipple, you better be able to have a freaking ruler and put it across and that other one isn't holding the ruler up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
like a Florence Pugh sort of
perfect
nipple alignment.
Perfect example.
Yeah.
If I had Florence Pugh's pews, I'd flaunt them.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
No problem. The other thing is I blame childbirth.
I blame one specific child.
Yeah, the circumference is something that I'm like, I don't think you guys want me to free the nipple.
Oh, I like how you say circumference as though it's round, Kristen, because that is generous, as many of us breastfeeding mothers know that you have.
It starts to look like an amoeba.
One that looks like a late fall moon, and then another one that starts to look like a russet potato because one of your kids has a favorite lactational source. So I'm gonna go.
You're
lucky that this potato fit in that bra.
I know everybody's being very overt with their nipples, and I'm not a prude. I've been to Burning Man, man. I'm just like, if that's the trend, I'm going to be out of style for a while, or I'm going to try the trend and it will go out of style because they'll be like, once and for all. Yeah, we're done. Nope.
Yeah, dude, all of a sudden men in the world are like, I think I'm over nipples.
Yeah, I think I want the sad beige bra back.
I think I like the mystique of not knowing what they look like anymore and hoping I get to see them.
And just take me to Laurel Tavern and during happy hour when all the youngins are out, I'll whip these suckers out.
So when
everyone be like, I'm going to go get my PhD.
It takes till after you're out of the breastfeeding moment and maybe like on your second or third kid, you realize like, nobody wants to see this white, veiny ass. Like, people are averting their eyes. I don't need to worry about anybody seeing my nipple. Like,
I also have one that's always awake and one that takes a while to wake up. Like, no one wants to know that my right side's always like, hey, is this the party? I feel the air conditioning.
Hello.
Hello. Dunk, dunk, dunk. Is this on? Is this on? Moon, river. And my other one's like, you guys,
I don't know.
I kind of just want to stay in bed. So, like, you can't have right side alert and the left side inward.
Well, has that always been, or is that after breastfeeding?
I think it's after breastfeeding. If okay. I want to blame my children,
yeah, I was gonna say because I felt like mine were pretty normal.
See, now I would have been so cool because, like, I got my boobs done when I was 30, and I was very flat-chested. And I know everybody's like, yeah, right. Like, people see pictures and they go, oh, yeah, yeah. I was always very, very flat. So when I got my boobs done, I was like, oh. So, that, I mean, they were fantastic from the jump. Like, yeah. The best thing I ever did. And then, my kids made them look real, which sucks. But I did, when I was young and very, a little too thin, I think, at one point, I tried to rock the tank top with no bra. And I did not feel good. I did not feel sexy. I felt like I was like, it didn't look good. You have to have a very specific boob to pull off a tank top showing your nipples. Well done, Florence Pugh. You nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then we're at the uniboob. So that's where I'm at right now.
Speaking of boobs, I just got a mammogram. I'm going to totally derail this conversation because I have to talk about it. Okay. First of all, I'm going to say two things. Go get a mammogram.
Go get one.
I have had now, because what is it? What's the age? Like, if you don't have any breast cancer in your family, what's the age that you're supposed to go? I think
30. 40.
40 is your first.
Or did they make it 35?
Well, I think it's 35 if you've had any breast cancer in your family. Okay. Start going even earlier. I am obviously sensory receptive and a giant weenie when it comes to pain. First to tell you, it was not as painful as this last one was the most painful one I've ever had. And I don't use the word pain. I would say discomfort. But I will tell you this, I've never had anybody grab the end of my nipple and pull it over a cookie sheet and then smush it with something.
Well, now
with more force.
Was it your one that wasn't complying? Was it one that was
the one that was asleep at the wheel was like, I'm cool with this. And the other one was like, I'm alive of thoughts.
If you haven't gotten your mammogram yet, absolutely go get one. But I will tell you, if you want to practice, what you want to do is take the drawers out of your fridge. Those clear drawers, the deli drawers. Yeah. You want to, clean them out good.
And then just smush them.
Yeah, it's exact.
Or both, if you have an opening fridge side and freezer side. Put your boob in there and just squeeze it in.
For some reason, it is always a 4'4" woman who is
God bless her.
Who's like, let me get it under there. And she's like peeling every bit of skin, making sure it's like stuck on that.
There are times when she's sweeping around your stomach and she's trying to find where the boob and the stomach
separate. Can't tell, but she gets it in there because she's thorough.
Yeah. And she's like pulling, like, oops, that's your belly button.
Can you put more of your armpit into there? Because it feels like your boob is spread underneath your arm. And wow, there's part of your back too that we need to try and get in there.
She's like, so you've got a lot of back boob. Can we do a mammogram on your back? And I'm like, sure, we should do that.
I think that we should. Yeah.
You got your arm up.
Just to be safe. Because they do. We all end up with a uniboob where it's maybe two in the front, but by the time you get to the back, it's all connected, you know? So you need to be thorough.
The two main players are on the front, and then you've got like six sub players heading around the back. And she's like, let's just roundhouse this.
Maybe if you work at an office and you've got like one of those big copiers that does like the collating and everything. A thing that you can do is put it on the scanner top
squeeze the have Joe, you know, the guy in cubicle C, come
make
in.
Make sure it's all squeezed out there.
And just pull it around. I know my lady, I love her so much. It was this Asian woman named Jan, and she was like, you're very flexible. And it made me feel very...
What were you doing that you had to be flexible for?
I don't know, but I don't, you know, she gave me a mammogram on my lower back. So no, I'm just kidding. I don't know, but she said I was flexible and I took direction well.
You do have to, sometimes they'll have you like put your arm, do like the hug thing.
Hug
you know.
Up the top, hold underneath. And then she told me to hold my breath. Yep. And then at one point I stepped back and I was like, just letting the ladies out. I knew we were going to go left side. I had to wake that one up. She's like, you can put your shirt on. I was like, oh, sorry.
As though, ma'am, you're in the lobby. The parking attendant called up and asked if you would please this time.
I was like, I've had a cup of coffee.
You're relaxed.
I'm like, with Jan, I'm like, both are awake now, Jan. You've done your job. Like, left side, right side. Do you know they're showing the nipple?
It would take a minute for me to get comfortable, and now I guess I'm just too comfortable.
I'm just saying maybe I'm going to go buy another pretty bra, and maybe at the time I'm there, I'm going to buy Jen a pretty bra, and I'm going to remind her to get her mammogram.
What? So how'd it go?
Well, I don't know yet, because they are backlogged.
Oh, which sons of guns.
I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to say it very fast. This is how Tina Fey talked about being heavy at one point in her life and being thin at one point in her life. She put no weight on it. She put no spin on it. She said, at one point in my life in bossy pants, she's like, in one point in my life, I weighed this. And at one point in my life, I weighed this. And then she just like stepped away saying, I've had both of these experiences. When I got my first mammogram, I was scared shitless. So I went to a place that I knew if I paid out of pocket, they would give me my results right then and there.
Yeah.
Having no breast cancer in my family, knock wood, hope, fingers crossed. This time around, it's a lot of money out of pocket. I thought, I'll just go regular insurance and go in that way. So now, when I went to go schedule that mammogram, it took me 3 months to get in.
Yep.
The last place took me 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Took me 3 months to get in, to get an appointment. Got the appointment. They told me my results would be in 4 days, and it's now 8 days late. They said they're just backlogged and
but
reviewing.
They're not including like weekends as a day, right?
No, but it's
they should they
but
still
I still feel
worry.
Like what that says is if you can dish out the dough, you get your results faster.
For sure.
And I would like to just say again that women's healthcare is not, everybody has a hot button subject that they like to talk about in politics. That's not what the one we're talking about. I'm talking about women of our age.
Well, make
women
it easier.
Who are not just trying to have children. Take care of your boobies.
And don't make it easier for women to put it off. Don't make it scarier so that they want to put it off.
Right.
Make it as easy as possible for them to do it.
And also with a radial, like with, you know, like a like an x-ray, basically it's a fancy x-ray. It is the least invasive form of early detection. You don't have to have a shot. You don't have to be put under. There's no finger up your butt, like ever finger in your hole. There's nothing.
You can pay extra, like she's saying, out of pocket if you want. Some fingers.
Not where I go. Like, Jan, we're dating now, right? Because you've held both breasts and they like you. All I'm saying is advocate for yourself and go get it. It's frustrating to me that we don't have an easier system that just really cares for women, especially in breast
all
care.
All those things, like endometriosis, women suffer for like 20, 30 yeah. years with it. We got to do
the only way we're not going to suffer anymore is if we speak up. That's it. That's the only way women will not suffer. So get your boobs checked. We got to wrap it up.
It is October. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Yeah.
I didn't even mean
that's
to.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey.
So go get your girls checked. Make your girls get their girls checked.
Yes.
And then
tell Jan I said hi. She's great.
Send us a photo in one of those
not of your
gorgeous
boobs.
Gowns. Or you know what? Or of your boobs. If you've got a weird potato-shaped nipple, we can compare. You don't have to have your face
Listen,
in it. Let's.
I'm just going to say that maybe this is when we get most of our male viewership. If we're going to just get a bunch of DMs of boobs, if it's that easy, you know, maybe Notori should sponsor us.
Hey, send us some bras because Kristen's had it with mine.
Yeah, sad beige bra. No moss.
I think we podcasted.
Thanks.